Good morning. How are you? We are so blessed this day because of these children who get to receive their first communion. Are yins excited? Where's yins from? Does anybody know what yins means? No, it means you plural. It's the way it should be said all throughout America, just so you know. Instead of what are you guys doing or what are you doing plural, just hey, what are yins doing? And then you know. Anyway, now that we're here and you get to hear the first reading, does anyone know, this is an aside, whose feast day it is today if it wasn't a Sunday? Does anybody know May 1st? Do, 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 do. Yes! St. Joseph the Worker, what a good priest you're going to be. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. Yes! The Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. And so it's a great feast day to get your first communion because you could say, if you will, that St. Joseph was the first one to receive Holy Communion in the hand, if you will, because he was there with the birth of Jesus and was the first person to hold Jesus inside of, ever hold Jesus in his hands. And so today, whether you receive on the tongue or whether you receive on the hand, anything's allowed, but you're like Joseph, who was the first one. And as he got his first communion, the day that he was with Jesus when he was born, so you're going to get your first communion. So you ask St. Joseph to pray for you today in this his church of St. Joseph, that you may be formed the way he formed Jesus, that you may let him form you, along with Mary, who we'll be talking about in a moment. But anybody remember of you kids getting your first communion? What was the first line of the gospel? Can you give me a little bit of hint today besides... It says, if you love me, Jesus says, you will be do, 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 true to my word. If you love me, you'll be true to my word. And then he promises us, and the Father will love you. And then we will come and dwell with you. So think about that. That today, because you have chosen to be true to his word, you take Jesus at his promise, right? You know, Jesus says at the Last Supper, he said, this is what? This is my body, right? And so when Jesus does that, and he said, this is my body, and then he says, take and eat, then we take him at his word because Jesus isn't a liar, is he? If this was just a symbol, then Jesus would be lying to us. Would Jesus ever lie to us? No. So Jesus, some people take everything fundamentally in the Bible, except for this is my body. It just never made sense to me. You got to take Jesus at his word. When he said, this is my body, take and drink, this is my blood, that you and I get to receive today Jesus. And then what happens is Jesus starts living inside of us, right? In a very special way. He took up, the Holy Spirit was given to you when you were baptized. And think about it, some of you I baptized, it just freaks me out, huh? Anyway, that you're getting old. I'm not, though. I'm staying the same age, right? Good job, smart kid. But the reality is that that day, God took up residence in you, but today in a profound way, Jesus gives you his very body and blood so that you are never alone. But what you got to do now is you got to prove you love Jesus by living in his word, by obeying him. Just like you prove you love your parents by obeying them, right? Right? Say yes. You obey your parents because they love you. Well, when Jesus teaches us things, he teaches us because he loves us. And so when you receive him today, it makes you know that you're never alone, that now Jesus lives inside you. He doesn't leave you in 10 minutes. Jesus is always inside of you, and that's what happens for the first time today in a very special way. And today also is the 1st of May, and as not only do we start honoring St. Joseph on the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, but what is the month of May? Who's the month of May dedicated to? Do we know? Mary, yes. And so today, after you receive communion, we'll have May crowning. And when we go and we do that, we don't just sit there and worship some statue. Come on. And we don't worship Mary. Do we worship Mary? No. We ask her to pray for us. Now think about it. Jesus, who is God, needed Mary. Did Jesus need Mary? Yes, he needed her. By the divine will, God chose to need Mary. He needed her to change his diapers when he was a baby. He needed her to feed him. He needed her to teach him in his humanity to know God, to say his prayers. The God of the universe chose to need Mary and Jesus' humanity. So I encourage you today, as you receive communion the first time, that you, when you go over and you're going to take roses or carnations or some kind of flowers to the image of Our Lady, we're all going to kneel, that you ask our mother to form you the way she formed Jesus. Wouldn't that be a great thing? That if Mary got to form you the same way she formed Jesus in his humanity. So today it can be the greatest day of your whole life, that not only do you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, but you ask Mary and Joseph, his parents on earth, Joseph his foster father, Mary his true mother, that you ask them to form you the way they formed Jesus. When he was a little boy your age, he needed Mary and Joseph. So you be like Jesus today, and you say, I need you, Mary, I need you, Joseph. You form me and teach me the way you taught Jesus. And then your first communion day will be a great, great day. And if we do that for them, we got to all remember that we need the same thing. What an awesome privilege it is to receive Jesus. It's the most awesome privilege you have. You do get it, people. Some of you don't. There's nothing more important you'll ever do than what you do at this Mass. Nothing. Because this Mass, God gives us a promise. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will live forever. He promises you that. It's more important than making $1 million because you could drop dead after you won $1 million and that didn't mean anything. It's more important than anything else you'll ever do is what happens when you come to Mass. At this Mass, God himself humbles himself before us and then feeds us with his own flesh and blood with the promise you will live forever. So as we honor these young people who receive their first communion for the first time, we have to remember what an awesome privilege it is for us to receive Jesus every week or every day if we want to, and never take him for granted, because it's the greatest gift on this earth. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.